Arts Council and our monthly update on what's happening with the Arts Council out of Star Valley. Tim, all the doors were locked on you. Sorry about that.
No worries at all.
You're just out there. You know, it's not like it's the coldest day of March or anything. You know.
No sweat.
At least it was a nice warm morning for you. Hey, let's jump right into what's happening with the Star Valley Arts Council this morning. And you guys are supporting, you do so many things outside of what you do. Yes, you do a great job of supporting some of the other community events, including next week's Farmers and Ranchers Benefit Concerts.
Yeah. This is a really awesome benefit. You know, a lot of people around, I'm a city slicker. I'm a transplant from Salt Lake. I have roots here, but I didn't grow up in a rural community, an agricultural community. But you come here and you realize all that's happening within the ag world. And so this concert is really to support and benefit our farmers and ranchers. All the proceeds of the ticket sales for this show are going to go to the 4-H and FFA. And it's really just an awesome concert. It has some country music. A meal is included in the ticket price if you purchase pre-sale, which ends
tomorrow's last day, yeah.
Yeah, so it's really just going to be a great show. It's put together with just a lot of people in the community, including Michael Horn, Doug Monson, lots of sponsors that they have involved. So, yeah, this is definitely something that the Arts Council wants to get behind and support, not only for the sake of the arts, but for the sake of building our whole community.
And tickets are actually being sold through the Arts Council website, correct?
Yeah. So our kind of partnership is to handle all the ticketing. So you can go through, there's posters around, there's social media posts on our Facebook page and things like that. You can get information. And then within that, there's the ticket link that you can go to and get your tickets that way.
Yeah, it's also, we have the events page at svinews.com.
Yep, exactly.
I think that's a good place
Swift
to find
Creek
it.
Swift Creek Trading has an events page too. A lot of companies are kind of tied into the same event page. Yep. So it's all right there.
Very cool event happening. I have Bren Hill on the show with me 2 days ago, I think it was.
And
yeah, encourage people to go check out that interview as well at SVI. It's a cool thing. It all goes right back to the ag community, supports the 4-H and FFA. So absolutely Thursday. But just to reiterate again, tomorrow is ticket prices go up, and without the meal,
if you get them
after tomorrow.
Yeah. Just get on it. Make sure you get them. It's going to be a great meal too. Just these really delicious meatballs that they have being brought in, and corn, potatoes, you know, a drink, dessert. So it's really going to be nice.
Tim Hell, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council, in studio today. Let's jump right into an event that the Arts Council itself is putting on. I'm pretty stoked for the Children's Summer Theater Camp to return.
Yeah, it debuted last summer. It was just an incredible... We were planning to start a community theater, and the board member that was going to spearhead it ended up moving out of the country. And so we'd written this grant, and we had this grant funding coming, but no program to tie it to because the person that was going to run it left. Well, all of a sudden, we were contacted by Tina Crowther, who said, hey, I've been running this children's theater. It's kind of small scale, but wanted to see if I could partner with the Arts Council. And so we said, well, this is quite serendipitous because we have a grant and nowhere to put the grant money. And if we don't have anywhere to put it, we lose the money. So we went ahead and started the Children's Summer Theater Camp, and last year was just fantastic. We had over 30 kids performing. We did four shows kind of tied to Freedom Festival weekend in downtown Afton. So that's what we're doing again this year. Last year it was Moana Jr. This year we're doing Willy Wonka Jr., the wonderful classic, Oompa Loompas and the whole bit. So it'll be a lot of fun. So so auditions are open, start on... May 31st from 5 to 7. That's the only day. So 5 to 7, May 31st at the Ford Theater are auditions. And then the kids are rehearsing the whole month of June, and then performances at the end of the month.
Looking forward to it, and some sound and lighting upgrades at the Ford Theater should make this show even better than last.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, we can't thank our friends enough at the Ford Theater for all their help. James and Daphne Arbazu and the Salt River Art Society board. They're just fantastic and are very accommodating. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
So auditions coming up in May, you mentioned. So who auditions? Who is this open for?
Any children ages 6 to 16. So we don't want them too young, right? We need them old enough they can follow instructions, be there on time and stuff. And then we steered away from the really older high school kids because just to make sure we're giving kind of this meaty group of kids enough performance and experience to really, really shine and develop their talent. That's really the aim of the Children's Summer Theater Camp.
Perfect. That's coming up again. Auditions in May for Willy Wonka Jr. Tim Hale in studio today. Tim, tell us about the annual board retreat that's coming up, what, this weekend for the Arts Council?
Yeah, so this is just for our board. So it's not a public event, but this is something we started last year and we're continuing this year. Right around this time is when we start thinking about our upcoming season. So, you know, as we look toward our season goes from July to June, July 1st to June 30. And so we're really using this opportunity to get everybody together to think about kind of the why of the Arts Council, first and foremost. What are we doing as an organization? What is our real purpose in the community? Are there purposes that we've been serving in the past, but maybe don't need to because other organizations are kind of filling in, you know, some of the gaps there? And then the next part will be discussing our upcoming season. What different events do we want to hold? How do we want to do them? And then we're considering bringing on a new executive director. So we're kind of going to be discussing that and seeing if that's something that's feasible and how that's going to work out. So those are all things we'll be discussing. It's going to be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're going to just be powwowing together, me and the whole board, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So
now you say new executive director. Is this a co-executive director, or
we currently have me serving as executive director, and then our awesome Jen Wilkins serving as assistant director.
Uh-huh.
We're considering the possibility of bringing on somebody to replace me and Jen as the new executive director for the Arts Council. We feel like it's we've got enough momentum, enough funding, kind of the funding model figured out, that it's a good next step. In many ways, I'm a bottleneck of the organization because my time is limited, right, as far as the availability that I have with my other business and other things going on. So we're exploring it. It's truly an exploration topic.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, it's the decision of the board what direction we're going to go. But we do feel like it's a possible next chapter for our organization, which is really exciting.
Well, they have to do radio interviews.
Make sure they're
aware.
The job description will be very clear that they have to be here on a regular basis.
That's great.
We wouldn't pass that up.
Well, no matter what happens, Tim, you've done a fantastic job with the Arts Council.
And I may very well be sticking around. We just never know.
See what happens, right?
We'll just kind of see. Can I just make one more mention?
Yeah, absolutely.
We have some really kind of key sponsors that are tied to the Children's Summer Theater Camp. So we do want to give a shout out to the Wyoming Community Foundation. That's an organization that provides grants to arts organizations all across the state of Wyoming. So they've been fantastic. The Wyoming Cultural Trust Fund, they've also been a huge financial supporter of ours this coming season. So anyway, just wanted to make sure I mention them.
Absolutely.
The Children's Summer Theater Camp is costly. We like to pay the theater. We like to pay our directors.
Sure.
And you got to lease all these performances from these talent groups, and it's a costly thing. And without that funding, it wouldn't work, including the help and support from our community. So
absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And part of that, of course, the cost is the whole set design and everything, which you do, which at least last year was done locally, right?
Yeah.
Val did it here.
Yep.
Chadwick Bagley. So is that set still for sale?
Well, it is. The Moana set, including, all the props and Tomatoa shell. it's all there. It's incredible. The boat. We would love to find a home for it, or maybe we'll just do Moana Jr. in a few more years
there
again.
You go.
I don't know. So, yeah, we've got it all.
Maybe the SBI needs it, and we can do our own in-house Moana.
Yeah, that's right.
Gal can be the crab.
There you go. Yeah,
we'll make it work. Hey, Tim, thanks for your time. Appreciate
thanks,
it, as
Duke.
Always.
Yeah, you bet.